This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And with that, we start the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ here live on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Holy crap. What a night.
Holy crap is right. I feel very strange. That was one of the strangest feelings I've had after watching a sporting event, because you know you were getting pummeled in every sense. You were getting outskated. You were getting out goaltended. You were getting out hit. Everything. And then out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, the other team kind of loses their mind a little bit, and you take complete and full advantage of it. And I am sitting here, and the guys in my group chat, we're all perplexed. But we're like, yeah, we're happy, but we don't really know how to feel about this, like at all.
The question coming out of Edmonton, I'm looking at it right here on Twitter. How do you win 40 minutes of a hockey game but lose by three?
Yeah, and they won 40 minutes of a hockey game by a larger margin than 3-1, too. Like, they were, that was like a 5-0 game in that 40 minutes. And the Stars had the 5-0 game in the 20 minutes, the final 20 minutes. Like, they outplayed Edmonton by such a wide margin in that third period. A very strange game.
Five unanswered goals in the third period, Bobby. Three power play goals in 5.5 minutes. And the Dallas Stars win 6-3.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, like when we sit there and go, how does that happen? How do you, for 40 minutes, look like you don't belong on the ice with Edmonton at all? And then how do you flip that around to where you win this game by three? Well, that's exactly what, like, we had talked about leading up to the series, which is just Edmonton on their special teams during the playoffs has been bad. Last year, I heard this note last night. Last year during the Western Conference Finals, do you guys remember how many power play goals Dallas scored during the whole series?
No, one.
0-14. They were 0-14. They were awful on their first power play in the first period last night. And then it's just they come right out. And in the span of just boom, 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 I mean, as soon as that Miro goal was scored, it was just like you kind of felt the exhale. Just like, all right, we can do this. And they gathered themselves, and getting those penalties and following through on them just in succession in those 5 minutes, it was wild.
When did you feel that it started to turn?
I mean, the third period penalty. You know, when they had tied it up, I was like, all right, you know, they tied it up. But, I mean, Edmonton has still outskated them largely. By the time Edmonton took that, so I guess it would have been the second penalty, the third, because they had the one, the first one would have been in the late second period, but that third penalty in like that 6 minute stretch, I was like, all right, Edmonton has forgotten how to play hockey. Like, this game is over. They are melting down, and let's get ready for the Connor McDavid finger point session that he's going to have later on.
Start of the third period, Miro scores on that screen with the power play carryover. It's like, how did that get in from that far out?
Well, I mean, it was a Janmark, I think, like just completely blocked out the goalie. And it's one of those things, like he was, that's what was get in front of it. Don't try to just kind of slyly read a red. No, get in front of that dang thing. And he didn't, and he blocked out his own goalie.
Well, one of their players did get in front of, because after that, Perry with a high stick, and Oiler gets hit by his own teammate's shot. He was holding his forearm, and I was like, what happened? They show the replay. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's
how does that compare to a 95-mile-per-hour fastball?
I would assume very much the same. I mean, that's a 90-mile-an-hour shot. I would assume it's very similar. Now, the only difference is the puck has a sharp edge. Not sharp, but like a corner. Baseball doesn't have a corner. That's a circle, right? I have no idea what a corner like that onto a forearm / elbow. It's like, good gosh, you could have shattered your forearm there.
Granlund takes advantage. He continues his awesome playoff run. And then the guy we have to thank that could not stay out of trouble was, I think he pulled up in a Bentley or a Rolls or something like that, but Evander Kane. I mean, just, if I'm an Oilers fan, I'm ticked off and I'm confused over what the hell he is doing out there. He cannot stay out of the penalty box. High sticks all over the place. And then Matt Duchene, as you just heard, with his first goal of the postseason.
Yeah, and I got a problem. I got a big problem with the official who I guess initially waved off the Granlund goal, because that completely sapped the Sean McDonough call, where McDonough doesn't even like call it as a goal at first. And everybody said, and I was like, this is a big moment. This is exciting. We should have some Sean McDonough. And McDonough sit there going like, well, they waved it off. And then he goes back, he's like, oh, okay, he's been overruled. I guess we got a goal. It's like, well, way to kill that call. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So for Evander Kane, a guy who, let's see, what does Google say? Oh, yeah. Had $26.8 million in gambling / bankruptcy losses to live in the penalty box and take stupid penalties when he doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's a knucklehead.
So easy, you're saying he intentionally did it to win a bet.
He probably had to, right?
Stars then kill a power play, and then I didn't realize Sagan tapped in the steal backhand.
I didn't either. I mean, that's a steal goal, I was thinking. I didn't realize. And then they showed it. They showed the replay. And they talked about it. They said, "Yeah, tipped him." I was thinking, I was like, I still was like, "No, he didn't."
Yeah,
he didn't even touch that.
And that ended it. That right there ended it. That's the fourth goal in the third period, and you got Bedlam breaking out at the AAC.
I will say, as bad as they were for the first 40 minutes, which they, I don't know,
because I was thinking Oilers in five.
Yeah. The first 40 minutes, it was like, oh boy, this is not going to go well.
Yeah, this looked like, okay, well, I mean, I think I saw Coop tweet it last night where he's like, it looks like they've learned nothing from last year, like this matchup against Edmonton. It looks like they've learned absolutely nothing. But the one positive in the first 40 minutes was, like, Sagan looked like he was just on fire. That breakaway goal he had, and then you saw him just, like, jump right into the glass. Like, he was pumped. He was playing with his hair on fire all night.
But that even felt like the Stars were lucky, right? It was like a crazy turnover on the breakaway. Yeah. And it's like, all right, you got your one goal there, but back to being dominated.
Yeah, they had to have it because they were getting completely outskated. They were getting dominated in that game to that point. And then even after that, it was like, all right, Edmonton just kind of regained it. The Draisaitl goal was a fantastic goal. It was all him. I mean, you got to stay in front of him. But yeah, like that, you got to take advantage of those opportunities. Sagan did take advantage of it. There's a lot of times you get that same opportunity and you know, the goalie makes a great save on you. This didn't happen.
It was a great job by Draisaitl, but like it did feel a little bit like, I remember I was watching like right up to him shooting it, where it's like, it felt a little bit like when you watch the Harlem Globetrotter stuff where they're like dribbling around somebody and like patting you on the head, like where Connor McDavid's just kind of like looping around and then he's like, they just looked so smooth. And it's like, oh gosh, you look completely outmatched right now.
877-881-1053 to get in and celebrate on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line here on Sean and RJ. Pete DeBoer was asked after the game, what was the message heading into the third?
Trying to remember something along the lines of, I didn't feel we had played our best yet, and you know, it's really tough to get to this point, you know, and if you are going to lose a game at this point in the year, you know, you want to make sure the other team has to earn it. And I didn't feel through 40 minutes that you know, we had made them earn the position they were in. So, you know, the guys responded. We got fortunate. We got some power play goals. Happy for our power play. I mean, it took a lot of heat last year at this point of the year. And was a difference tonight for us. So,
depth was a big topic yesterday. And Pete DeBoer, according to Sean McDonough, who joined us yesterday, was asked about this in the pregame presser. And he said, well, you got to give some credit to Winnipeg, but there was a spotlight on the other guys, on Jamie Benn. There was a spotlight on Sagan. There's a spotlight on Marchment. There's a spotlight on Lindell. There's a spotlight on the other guys. Well, as I tweeted last night, you wanted depth? You got depth, because I didn't even notice Mikko on the ice last night.
No, it was a lot of the glue guys. That's what you need. You need that to win, you know, championships in any sport. You can't just ride your superstar. It's happened where the superstar obviously gets all the credit, but you've got to get other guys to step up, and they certainly got it.
Yeah, it's something where we had heard about the Edmonton depth and the way that they can challenge you, and like you've got to be able to match that a little bit. And I mean, they were it's the most night and day thing you've ever seen. Like if you watch the first 40 minutes and then you see how Dallas played in the final period, it looks like two completely different teams.
Sagan was asked if that breakaway goal again, he ends up with two on the night. Did that breakaway feel like vintage Tyler?
Felt nice to beat a guy up the ice with some speed, yeah. So, it always feels good to score. It feels even better to win. You know, I think I was thinking about that game last year, game one in here, where it was almost like a similar game, and maybe we didn't deserve to win, but tonight we maybe didn't either and found a way. You know, those are big games at this time of year. Just, try to find a way to get a win. There's a great hockey team over there in Edmonton, so we'll take it and run.
How old is he?
Tyler Sagan, 34.
31.
Wow, okay, he's 33. I mean, he's been around for so long. I was like, he's going to be like 36.
I mean, he's had hip replacement surgery. That says how old he is.
He's been around for so long, and he's still only 33. That's still relatively young.
Which that is the nice thing about it is, you know, that was one of the things that they covered a lot when he returned, was just how much money he had sunk into putting a hyperbaric chamber in his house and like infrared therapy and all this other stuff where he was really committed to like, I need to get right and I need to get back.
And then I turned this game to check in on the NBA with that thriller that we're going to talk about. And apparently I missed a brawl. I missed whatever happened at the end with, you're looking at me clueless too.
At the end of the NBA. Oh, yeah, the Stars game. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it's because Corey Perry's a punk and you're sitting there getting just boat raced for the last 20 minutes of that game and you do nothing and you just wait. Take a cheap shot at the very end because you're a loser, and that's what he's always been. You love him when he's on your team. You love him when he's on your team, but when he's on somebody else's team, you can't stand him.
Yeah, you be the pest, you know, just bug people a little bit. But no, I had already flipped over to the NBA at that point, and I was about ready to turn that NBA game off too. And then it was like, oh, well, give us a little something here too.
TJ tweeted, y'all asked if a baseball hurts more than a puck. You got to pick up a puck. It's more dense, heavy, 90-mile-per-hour shot. Has to hurt more than a baseball. I do not know.
Yeah, I think I would rather take a baseball to the ribs than a puck.
We'll ask Mr. Frozen Pond over there, Jake Rietma, in studio at 7 o'clock. What was it like in and outside of the arena? Are there win probabilities on this? Are there odds and numbers on what the Stars did with that flurry in the third period that it's not going to be repeated again? I haven't seen win probabilities, but it's not like things were out of control starting the third, right? You're down two.
Right.
But, man, how many times you get that five-goal flurry just like that? You get explosions. And props to Jared Sandler. He's up 1-0 over our guest from Edmonton. As Jared said, I think this is going to be a high-scoring series. Their goalie is shaky. Ottinger is good, probably not great. And here you go with 9 goals deciding the first one.
So, to start, At the time of the penalty at the end of the second period, it was 90%. Edmonton had a 90% chance of winning the game, I guess, in regulation. Because it says chance of game going to overtime. So it was about 90% there.
Money puck. directly says it was a 12% chance overall for Dallas to win the game.
12%.
That was the low, was 12%. And then after Miro scored, that jumped up to 75% chance for Edmonton to win. So, but I mean, it turned in a hurry.
Does this go number two behind Miko's hat trick against the Avs?
Yeah, that was more, that's still, I don't know that anything's going to top that, where that like felt completely done in like, game seven.
We're always going to refer back to game one against right. the Oilers.
Yeah, so it was 69%, deserved a win-o-meter.
Nice.
You know, interesting, the Stars are now the first team in playoff history to win two games in regulation entering the third period down two in the same playoff run. They've done it. They've done it. Like that's pretty awesome. Right now, my buddy just texted me. He goes, I saw those first 40 minutes. And like this morning, he's like, I bet Edmonton plus 1,100 to win the series 4-1. Like he wasn't buying the third period. It wasn't buying the third period.
In 5 minutes, it went from Edmonton with an 88% chance to win to Dallas with an 82% chance to win.
Woo!
In
5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
A game one, a game that you're never going to forget. Game two is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the AAC, why the Texas Rangers need Tyrese Halliburton really, really badly. That's next on the Home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Here's the 2-0 delivery. Swung on, hit deep. And this game is over. Jason Dominguez crushes a walk-off home run to straightaway right. No doubter. And the Yankees have won it by the score of 4-3. And that is a truly discouraging loss.
Man, they played that music quick there in New York. This is Sean and RJ. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club on a Dallas Stars Thursday. We want you to win the Ice Cube tickets coming up at 7:20 during the commercial-free expressway. It was almost a perfect night unless you're a Knicks fan. As Jacob deGrom went back out, you got your insurance run, you're up 3-1 on the New York Yankees, and then you heard it in Adell's voice, a heartbreaking, crushing loss in the Bronx.
Yeah, that really was. That really was heartbreaking because you had multiple opportunities to win the game in those latter innings. DeGrom went deep into the game. And now you give up a run, and then you give up another run, and then you give up the game-winning run, obviously, and then you just can't hold it. I mean, you allow a run in each of the last three innings. Two of them on home runs, and then one of them was... I mean, look, Judge just... how a two-strike pitch is in that location, I'll never know. It should not have been in that spot where Judge could hit it. I mean, you know what it's like. You just got a call that was 2 or 3 inches below the strike zone on an off-speed pitch. Like, throw it further low. Throw it lower. Make him chase. Make him chase out of the strike zone. Don't give him one up where he can handle it. And that was just it was a bad last three innings.
So here we have all the worry over the Rangers offense. Well, last night, my timeline was flooded with Tolos talking about the bullpen, with Garcia striking again, and then your boy.
Yeah, my boy. This is Jared Sandler's boy. Let's be very clear about that.
Puke Jackson
and his 5.52 ERA as a closer almost 2 months into the season. Awful. It's so bad. And that's the thing, is that it feels like every single one of these losses that they have, it's always just something falling. Like, if the hitting's there, something else is falling apart with them that day. It's either the bullpen or the starting pitching didn't give you what you needed. Or, all right, the starter throws a gem and the bullpen comes in here, shuts things down. And it's like, all right, well, the offense got three hits and they were three bloop singles, basically. It's getting incredibly frustrating watching them play baseball.
And then you face a guy who feels like he just goes out and throws 3 or 4 innings with 82 mile per hour stuff in Yarbrough. He has 8 strikeouts in 5 innings.
Ryan Yarbrough should not be going 5 innings striking out 8 guys.
Imagine Bassick striking you out 8 times in 5 innings.
I mean, that just shouldn't happen. He is not in a starting rotation. Let me rephrase that. He's not your plan.
Yeah.
To be in a starting rotation. He's in your starting rotation.
From Austin.
Yeah, he's in your starting rotation because you had injuries. That's the only reason why he is in this particular starting rotation. They had injuries. They needed a spot start. It was TBA. This spot was TBA until like Monday. So it's not as if we're sitting here like, okay, you know what? It was Max Fried. It was Carlos, whatever.
He's not a bum, though. His numbers were a little bit better than what I thought they were going to be.
Not a bum, but not a guy. Like, he might be more of like a long reliever.
He's one of those that you probably don't want to face, though, randomly. Like, you're like, yeah. What is this stuff?
I can see that.
Unless you've got DeGrom, and then you think, all right, we should be able to beat this guy. He struck out 7 batters in the last month before that last night.
Oh. All right.
7 batters in a month.
And that's not good. Like, that's not good. Yeah, but again, this was the offense takes a little bit of heat. I mean, 3 runs is not enough. But with Jake DeGrom, it's oftentimes that 3 runs is enough. And the bullpen just didn't hold it. And you give up, a couple of home runs. And that last one was not a cheapo. Like,
oh,
That was not a cheapo.
Like I said, they played the music quick. Yeah. They were able to go ahead and hit New York in a hurry. A couple of other things in this game, it just was like, okay, it was Josh Jung. Now in the past couple games, it's been Jonah Heim carrying you offensively. And Jonah has to leave with this bizarre hand injury. It looks like, now it was cold last night, but I thought his hands would return to normalcy after it felt like they got stung after a hit that he had. Well, he can't go back out and throw return to the pitcher.
Yeah, that's...
What the hell?
I don't know.
Scott Hatterberg.
Had he gotten hit in the hand recently that we don't maybe even catching? Did a foul ball catch him in the hand? And then that just exacerbated the problem.
He's up there hitting. It seems like it came from that at bat. It's weird.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I'm trying to think of it. And what was it? Evan Grant says it's a compressed nerve in his right hand per the Rangers that he's dealing with now. So, I mean, is a compressed nerve even going to be like a trauma thing? Or is that more just a wear and tear that builds up over time?
Haggerty at second base. Was he safe? Was he out? That ended up being a big play.
I think the way that it looked like he was, they got him in the junk with his foot maybe a quarter inch off the bag. It looked that they got it right, but I don't
have a major problem with it. From one angle, I said he's safe. From the other angle, I said he's out.
Yeah, it was. You know, the thing is, the call on the field was safe, and they overturned it. So they got conclusive evidence according to them. So, yeah, I think the side angle where it's like, I guess the angle from third base, it looked like he caught him in the junk before he got the foot there.
He should have had the game winning hit last night. That home run should have been enough for you.
Yep.
So the Rangers will try to get one at 11 o'clock today. The KNC Masterpiece will lead you into the pregame at 11:35 first pitch with Nate Eovaldi out on the mound against Rodon, and he's got a 3.17 ERA. I'm talking about Carlos.
So they should come in, 9 o'clock, take over for us? So they just they have to do like a two-hour show.
They may not show up for crosstalk. They may waltz in here at 10 and just go like, yeah, we just got an hour.
And Kevin will spend the first 20 minutes criticizing our show.
Yeah.
So you only got two more segments after that.
I could see that.
We'll spend an hour talking wings and, cricket and whatever else.
All right. So you had the Dallas Stars with the unbelievable third period. And then if you were like me and you're like, this thing is over, and you missed the brawl at the end, Esa Lindell's goal, you still got your money's worth by hitting the channel change.
Halliburton driving, he's in the lane, he nearly lost it, he backs up and unloads a three. Oh, that did not happen! It hit the back of the rim, it popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net.
That's good.
That was the call on Pacers Radio. An all-timer again between the Pacers and the Knicks in the Garden. Two insane pieces of luck as Tyrese Halliburton gets the bounce from the gods to drop through, but the New York Knicks get lucky that Halliburton, after dropping the Reggie choke sign, which I absolutely loved, his foot was on the line. And that was setting up to be an all-time sports mistake. Ugh. If Indiana loses that game in overtime, but they don't, they prevail and they shock the Knickerbockers.
You say it's two pieces of luck. I don't know that I've seen four more like consistently improbable threes go in than the ones that Neesmith was putting up in the final 2 minutes.
What, he hit eight of them?
Yeah, he hit eight for the game, but that looked like that was T-Mac at the end of the game against the Spurs, where he's fallen away. He's got a hand in his face. He's just kind of throwing it up, hoping for something, and they all go down. When you see those shots go down, it's like God wanted y'all to lose. Like Knicks, there was literally nothing you could have done. You were going to lose that game.
You talk about probability. They were down 14 with 2:51 left and outscored the Knicks at the end of regulation 20-6.
Okay, so to score 20 points in 2:51 is absurd for starters. But also, like, there are NCAA tournament games that don't score 20 points in 20 minutes of a half.
When New York was up 14, the win probability was 99.8.
And did you know, in that same time, up by 14 with 2:45 to go, entering last night, teams were 994-0.
Wow.
Since 1997.
Wow. I loved it. I was happy. I didn't know who I was rooting for actually in the series, but I got something for Halliburton, man. I when he gets the ball, he did it in the previous series, and it was just like, give it to him and let him go. He tried to get the two. Ball gets knocked away. He has to bring it back out, jack it up, and he seemed to know he was getting the bounce. Like, after his reaction, the Nick Young angle from behind, he didn't hold his hands up or anything. Corey Perriott there at the end, the ball drops through, and then I'm so happy, and I'm waiting for Deadspin and cancel culture to come after him, because the choke sign was erased out of sports years and years and years ago. I'm glad. I felt like TV cameras didn't even want to show it for a good period of time, and I'm so happy that everyone took it right back to Reggie, who was calling the game for TNT.
I have zero problem with the choke sign. The throat slit, if you want to go down that one, you can have a problem with the throat slit. The choke sign, I mean, that's just, we talk about people choking all the time in sports. I was wondering why did he pull it back I mean, he had an opportunity to take the two for the tie.
I think the ball got knocked away.
But he lost the ball. Yeah, he lost the ball. So you saw the replays.
That was amazing. I was so hyped watching that.
He's the most clutch player in the NBA.
I thought Brunson was Mr. Clutch.
Brunson is not. And now this is after those shots last night, because we had the stat a couple
weeks
ago.
Don't go too far here with this statement, because Brunson did ball out in overtime as well. He scored 43, but he had some killer turnovers in the fourth.
Tyrese Halliburton on shots to tie or take the lead in the final 2 minutes of games this year is 12 for 14.
Wow.
Good.
Brunson's great. You're not top of that. Like, Halliburton has been money late in games. When it's late and close, Halliburton's making the shot.
I was so disappointed when he had that Durant toe on the line, because that would have
been epic.
It was. You could say it was an all-time ending, but that would have been an all-time game.
Yeah, I mean, we would have had a photo for lifetime. Now, we still might, because they won the game. You could still get that photo. But yeah, that would have been an all-time moment to get that game winner. But I love it. I hate the Knicks. Pacers had plus 4.5. So I was a little scared. I was a little scared about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
They asked Rick Carlisle after, like, do you wish Tyrese Halliburton hadn't done the choking gesture? And he told the media, he said, Tyrese has earned the right to do whatever he wants.
I love Prick Carlisle on the national stage, baby. Get him, prickly old Rick. Meanwhile, you get stunning news out of the National Football League. As Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, passes away at the age of 65.
Yeah, and this is, look, I'll be honest here.
Maybe it's not stunning.
That's the thing. He's like, I mean, everybody's talking about he's young. Yeah, I know he's, but like, he's dealt with a lot that.
Yeah.
He's lived four lives.
I mean, that's the thing, is that he's obviously had public issues with substance abuse and different things like that, to where, to me, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's surprising we hadn't heard news that he was sick or anything, but that always felt like Irsay was just a wild card that, like, bad news could be around the corner if he wasn't on the straight and narrow. And this, this doesn't sound like he was dabbling in anything he shouldn't, but as my dad used to say, he's like, your body keeps a record. Like you can't cheat your body with the things that you do. And so your body's going to keep a record of it.
Was he in a lift chair like that? Oh, I think that's the final time I saw him in public. I don't know whether it was a wheelchair or like something that was lifting him, but he died supposedly peacefully in his sleep.
And I mean, he's one of these guys who, yeah, he was always kind of like a little kooky. People thought he was a little bit of a loose cannon, but almost everybody who dealt with him consistently loved him. Like they all thought he was great.
Yeah, and the league was like, a lot of these sports leagues, they were made off these kind of like wild hat guys, you know, these wild guys, the characters. They had character to them. Like Jerry's got character. Irsay did. Al Davis had character. The league was built off that in part. And you start losing them. This is just too young. I mean, 65 is too young. It's 20 years for me.
Peyton Russell is in Vegas and Utah, but he loves taking over other people's segments. It's Thursday at 6:40. We're still having the payload, as Bully Melrose ended up being the key to the Stars' Game 1 thriller. Find out how next on Sean and RJ 105.3.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right.
There it is.
It's the payload.
Sorry, we didn't stumble into that read. We should have done that. That would have really been Peyton. We're filling for Peyton.
Coming from you this week, Twin Peaks.
We have an Ice Cube ticket giveaway coming up at 7:20 this morning here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Peyton Russell is out on the bachelor trip to Vegas and Utah, but the segment must go on. And we go back to the Dallas Stars. Game one thriller last night, and apparently the guy we need to give credit to is not Barry Melrose. Did you see the video of this?
Yes. I did not see a Barry Melrose video, no.
It was Bully Melrose wearing the hair, having the cigar, and the jacket in the halls yesterday of 105.3 The Fan to get the Stars hype.
Jeff Dolos, Bully Melrose here, boys. Game one, Stars and Oilers. I couldn't be more excited. This is an old school playoff hockey matchup, boys. This is where goaltending and your best players, they got to be at their best. All right, call me Captain Obvious. Oh, I forgot. That's Bri over there down the hallway. But the Stars, they're due. It's time to put their boot up the Oilers' ass. All right, McJesus, McDavid, yeah, he's great. All right, but he hasn't seen a moose yet, boys. This moose, Mikko Rantanen, he's going to be the difference maker in this series. And then you got Nodder. Goaltending wins when it comes to postseason hockey. Otter's going to be standing on his head, boys. I can't wait for this, all right? I'm sick and tired of hearing about how good McDavid is. Screw him. Screw the Oilers. Tonight, it's the Stars' time. You were born to be hockey players, every single one of you. Now go out there and take it. Stars in seven. Shove that Maple Leaf, candy-ass Edmonton Senator, Canada. You ain't winning another Stanley Cup. I know the Oilers are your last team standing. They got their close last year. It ain't happening this year. Bring on Lord Stanley's Cup. Stars getting them back in the Western Conference Finals. Then we'll see. Probably going to be a kitty-pitty-kitty in the Stanley Cup Final. We'll worry about that bridge when we get there. Go Stars. Tonight's the night. And Matt Duchene, we need you, boyo. We need you. We need the depth. We need you tonight. He gets a goal. Stars go up 1-0. They win the series in seven. You heard it here. Bully Melrose, let's go drink.
That's good. That's a solid accent, too.
Yeah, it's really strong Canadian accent. Like, he hit all the little accent notes. The longer it went on, the more it just started sounding like Walchuk. Like, I think it started slipping. But it's a good bit. That's the bit that he kept doing while he was on vacation. He'd record little voice memos and send them to the show.
Turn on the Fan Instagram. You need to look at it on your computer.
All right, you'll die.
It is incredible. I'll have to pop it up on the fan cam later on. So that's Bully Melrose. I was like, where is Barry? Did Barry just go into retirement? He's alive, right?
I think so. Let's look it up.
All right. I was wondering.
I mean,
yes, he's alive. He's 68 years old. That hair, and he is alive.
It's almost like, you know, 80s glam rock hair mixed with hockey hair.
Dude, how much gel does he put in it that it always looks like he just got out of the shower? Like his hair always it's looks always like got a wet it's look. Not dry.
Yeah, hockey players have that amazing, it's my hair's always wet look. Kind of jealous. This is fantastic.
So that's Bully Melrose. We'll have to get the Game 2 preview. What?
Okay, so I guess Barry Melrose retired, but I didn't. Have you ever seen Barry Melrose without facial hair?
No.
God, it's disturbing. That doesn't even look like the same person. That's creepy.
I'm used to him being clean shaven.
No, he's got the goatee always. I'm telling you, it's the goatee. That's the common look.
All right, from ESPN over to the other network as Joy Taylor, who was involved in the sex scandal allegations, brothers Jason Taylor, she's not running from the stigma.
No, I like, you know, we've talked about Nico Harrison and how, this is going to make sense, it's going to tie together.
Yeah.
We've talked about Nico Harrison and how, like, I would just have a little more respect for you if you would just say, I hated Luka. Like, this wasn't about basketball. I just hated Luka, and that's why I traded him. It's like, no, that's stupid and reckless, but I respect that if that's what it is, that's what it is. And
you got to lean into it.
At least you're shooting me straight. Joy Taylor's finally shooting us straight. She's just going to lean into...
Reetma said Barry Melrose has Parkinson's, by the way. Thank you for that note.
Okay, well, that's a bummer, and that's depressing. But Joy Taylor, she is now leaning into the, like, yeah, if I got a little bit of a promiscuous reputation... All right, cool. So recently she had said that she needs to have relations every day in order to just function, essentially, every single day, Chop. And now she's saying, I've got a fix for all of society's ills. Let's legalize that prostitution, boys.
Non-getting male lonelies are deteriorating society. Yes,
how
I think
do
it's
we
a
fix
massive
it?
Problem.
What do you think the fix
One,
is?
One, I think we should legalize prostitution.
Okay.
I have been standing on this for decades, and I think that prostitution should be legalized.
Okay.
They will never do this, but that I think would make it would be a massive solve.
Like, non-pee getting? Is that what she said?
And I've been standing.
Just call them incels.
As a 38-year-old, I've been standing on this for decades. Yeah. Publicly, everyone knows I've been the prostitution gal that says we need to. This would fix a lot. It reminds me. See, neither of you watch The Wire, but this reminds me of she's arguing for Hamsterdam. She's like, we just need a little, we just need to legalize this. That'll take care of some of these people on the periphery, on the edges, and then everything else will be fine. But yeah, non-pee getting dudes.
Yeah, I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with this, and apparently in one of her other podcasts, she's like, I have to have it every day. I have to in order to function.
Man, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Every day. It's
and your question for RJ yesterday was hilarious.
So when you does this make you more upset that she didn't go for your pickup line at Super Bowl? When you're like, it sounds like just about anybody could.
Well, it was a great line.
Oh, thank you. No, not really.
Repeat the line.
It was we were in a group. You and I were in a group, and then
I was too busy with Hannah Storm. Yep. She just didn't notice.
She was in a group next to us, but we were kind of like. Kind
of
like made like a right angle with our shoulders. Like I was this, you know,
and busy then, not getting spit on by Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
I was ducking so and dodging.
Both groups disperse, and it's just Joy and I kind of turn, but it wasn't full turn. She wasn't facing me, and I said, "This is what it feels like being the two best looking people in this room." And either she didn't hear me, or she was so repulsed.
Or she had someone else picked out for the night.
Or she had someone else picked out for the night already, and it wasn't 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, because 2 a.m., Miss America ain't walking through that door. You just pick up who you can.
Well, at that place,
it actually might have.
I think she just knew you weren't an executive.
For sure.
She's like, you advancing my career? No. We're not doing this.
If you had Bobby's wallet, she would have been like, oh, there's
oh,
a lot
the
of
size
money.
Of that wallet.
Now you got your little...
all those receipts. Now I got my slim, a very tiny wallet.
That's right.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel any kind of way.
So there's Joy Taylor wanting to legalize prostitution. The internet kept coming for Ryan Clark yesterday.
Yeah, it did. So people were talking. So Ryan Clark obviously said to RG3, how can you have
perspective?
You basically saying you married a white woman. You've not had a conversation about what young black women are going through in your household.
Like Angel Reese.
And the internet's like coming for Ryan. They're saying, well, you had a daughter with a white woman. So if you had married her, are you saying that you yourself would not have been able to have those conversations?
That's why he didn't marry her.
Maybe that's why he didn't marry her. Now,
so that's what it is? He had a daughter with a white woman?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago he did. During his playing days. So that's where the internet kind of came for Ryan Clark yesterday, and just this is
fair point.
It's a fair point, but like, you know, it's also none of this is really fair. Like, it wasn't fair what Ryan Clark did to RG3 and said to him, you know, that wasn't fair. That's not a fair point to make. But it also, I could see that Ryan would be like, all right, there's a perspective that you have based on who you might be with. Okay, fine. But you got to be prepared for the backlash. There is the backlash.
I just need an Instagram video from Emmanuel Acho in the front seat of his car before I know what to think about this.
Man, and that was another one.
What?
The Manny Acho
video. He recorded a video. He had to weigh in on it. He's like, just doing his Manny Acho bit of like, all right, I'm putting my car. Boy, he is.
He's like, if you don't look like me, keep scrolling past.
He's the national Dale Hansen.
Yeah, or like.
Does he have a signature on the bottom of his X videos?
I don't see that, no.
He's the bleeding heart Oakleys. That's what he is.
Dude, he's so, it's nauseating.
Yeah.
And why the people that I don't follow keep popping up on my feeds? That's the latest.
Algorithm.
That's the latest. What are you sick of? I'm like, I don't follow that person. I can't stand Manny Acho's lectures. I don't follow that person. Why is it popping up? I don't like that person. Why are they sitting there my timeline?
Do you have on Twitter, do you use the algorithm feed or the latest feed?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
So like, a lot of times what'll happen is if you're on the wrong tab, it's giving you basically like an Instagram suggested feed where they'll put stuff in there that you're not even
following. So is that why I have all those breastfeeding videos on TikTok?
Yeah, I think you trained your algorithm and they're giving it to you now.
Dang it! RG3, though, his wife's cashing in on this. He posted, the booty bands have sold out. I guess her business, Glow Fitness, makes booty bands. And they have sold out now after, and this was posted yesterday, so this is like in the aftermath of this. Everybody, you know, people go look up, oh, who's RG3's wife? Because she was in the background of some of these videos. And Ryan Clark called her out, so he's like, oh, let's go check out RG3's wife. And then, you know, you kind of find your way to her website. And then all of a sudden, she's selling out of 3 packs of booty bands.
My favorite part of this whole thing was the behind-the-scenes ESPN drama when Ryan Clark said, bruh. He hit him with the bruh. My son is doing that now. And I'm like, stop it.
He's saying bruh?
He goes, bruh. Yeah.
Where'd he pick that up, bro?
School. School. Bruh, you know what it is with me and you. I saved you the entire season on Monday Night Football. I urge people to let you be you. No matter how corny, man, that word follows RG3 around. Ask Rob Parker, who got fired over it. How bad a teammate you were, I had your back. What did you do? Invite someone on your show you know I don't fool with to ask questions about me and then hit me weeks later to tell me you're going to challenge one of my takes. You're a phony. One of the worst teammates I ever had, both on the field and in TV. You got to do what you got to do. I didn't attack your wife. I spoke on what you do on social media and TV. So there is the Ryan Clark RG3 battle continuing.
Yeah, they clearly just, they've got long-standing tension, it feels like. So they were in Washington together in 2014, and I was trying to look up old quotes from Ryan Clark. He had some, like, now it may be tinted by what we know now, but there were some quotes from about RG3 that definitely seemed like, okay, that looks like a little bit of a side swipe. Like you're saying, yeah, look, he's got to step up his leadership or he's got to do this or that. So I think this is like a decade or more in the making for them.
Man, sometimes beef stays, but it gets, you can't get personal with it, no matter who it is. The personal, that's where it gets ugly.
We got an Ice Cube ticket giveaway here with the Thursday edition. By the way, we're going to be in Mansfield tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
The Firehouse Tour continues.
3100 East Broad Street, right across the street from Peyton Russell's alma mater, his old high school, Mansfield High School. So we'll be out there. We've actually been to this location before. This is the one that I showed up late for, and Mike McCarthy had to chastise me about my alarms.
How are we going to contain Jake Rietma in studio after the Game 1 comeback last night? Rietma was at the AAC. Let's Stars party next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.